You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks. John.
Today we're going to talk about two movies. One of them is a film called Boyhood, made by a very famous director, Richard Linklater. You might remember from Waking Life. It is the tale of a young boy who grows up.
And he also did Slacker.
He did.
It's kind of his, and he did Dazed and Confused, right?
Did he?
So yeah, like yeah. Growing up stories are kind of his bread and butter, but this one's a little different.
I've thought long and hard about how to like summarize this film.
Do you want to tell people what the other film
I will,
we saw
I will.
Also?
This is your synopsis.
No.
This is it. So okay. and if I add anything more to this is the tale of a boy growing up. I'm not adding anything of value. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
And it is like. And so it sounds like I'm not saying a lot, mm-hmm. but holy shit, it's like a masterpiece that haunts me days later.
Okay.
And it's just about a boy growing up.
Crazy.
Anywho, the other movie that I saw was Han Gyeongju, a tale
Korean.
Of a Korean schoolgirl dealing with a dark past in a new city and trying to find happiness. I will note that in the book here, Han Gyeongju, this is a quote, Han Gyeongju is an outstanding in mise-en-scène, image, sound, editing, and performance by Mr. Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
Well...
So praise from Scorsese.
It's praise from Scorsese. If there's anybody whose praise...
Carries a little weight.
A little weight with me. Or anyone, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyone. It would be Mr. Scorsese. So, yeah. So those are the two films I saw.
All right.
What do you want to hear about?
I want to hear about, I guess, Boyhood.
Okay.
So just from my knowledge.
Yeah.
Judging from like the listener's knowledge if they haven't seen it.
Yeah.
From the trailer, it basically seems that it's like a coming-of-age tale that takes place in real time because Linklater's been following this kid around 12 years.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like that's one part of it. The other part of it is that absolutely, it's just a coming-of-age story, and it is so masterfully done. It is unbelievable. Like you're sitting there, you're entertained, you're like connected with the characters. You want to be following it,
mm-hmm.
and there is none of the injected drama that you expect from a coming-of-age drama.
So it's not like, he gets cancer, or like, his mom is drunk, or like, whatever, like,
yeah.
It's none of those,
and,
like...
And there, I mean...
They find a corpse in the woods.
Right. Or like, somebody knocks over a bee's nest and then dies. It's like, there is drama, and the boy does have, like, stuff happens, you know, there's an alcoholic father, and there's dealing with all kinds of stuff, you know, so there's real issues that are getting dealt with, but in like, virtually every other film like this that I have seen, that you would call a drama, the drama is like, you know it's a little too heavy, you know fake, but it's okay, because it's a drama, you know?
Yeah, you're and nobody has this life,
right,
you know?
This life... This could be anybody. This is, like, the most believable character, the most
Crazy.
Realistic story. And, like, I don't know if it's a consequence of the drama being all hyper-realistic or if it's, like, the performances being incredible. Like, it was just so believable. You feel like you're like, buddies with this kid.
Huh.
You grew up with him. Like, it's long, 2.5 hours. And
it's so crazy.
166 minutes. And,
like, the messed up part, though,
yeah.
is that, like, 12 years ago when we were just, you know, like... Drinking in college, whatever.
Yeah.
This kid was sitting there and filming the first scenes of this movie.
Like, I don't...
That stuff part blows my mind about just the production of this.
Linklater really lucked out with the actor. The lead is, like, astonishingly good.
It's like, you grew up as a good actor. Good job.
Yeah.
It seems so dangerous to me. just, at
he
some
is.
Point, he's, like, 18, and he's like, fuck, I hate acting. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
That like and it's not like an unreasonable thing for him to have done. If he decided he just didn't really want to act.
Yeah, you're 12, like, you make this decision, you grow up and you're like, this is stupid.
But I cannot recommend this movie enough. It's not like it's not thrilling. It's not shocking. You're not going to be riveted by this intense drama.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like treated to an astonishing event in filmmaking. Like it's great. Great.
That's pretty high praise.
It is extremely high praise.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they have a DVD screener kicking around in the screener room, and if I can find 2.5 hours. I really want to see this film.
Well recommended. That's all I'm going to say about that right now.
Korea.
So, the other one, let's float over to Han Gyeongju in Korea. I unfortunately did not get into this one nearly as much as I did Boyhood. And I feel bad.
Was it possibly like a letdown because you had just seen Boyhood?
Maybe.
Because I don't know. That's occasionally happened to me at Fantasia, where it's like you go see something that knocks it out of the park, and then you go see something that's like just like so-so, and you're like, I missed that movie that knocked it out of the park.
The thing is, though, everybody I talked to really enjoyed this thing and had heaps of praise for it. So, I feel like maybe I missed something or I wasn't like in the zone for it or whatever. But I like didn't really connect with the lead.
Okay.
What is her name? Okay, it's not a name we're gonna recognize, but you might recognize the girl. I feel like she's in something I've seen.
Okay.
But, whatever. So the story is like super dark.
Yep.
There's a lot of that, like, it's like a classic Asian stereotype of these, like, super shy girls who just, like, have something going on that they just don't say.
Okay.
And I got frustrated watching this girl just not say what was on her mind. You know, and it's like...
It's like maybe it was almost like a bit of a cultural thing that you couldn't identify with, where you're like,
it would be
perfectly normal if you were in Korea, but to you in, like, Western society, you're like, just fucking open your mouth and tell us what's up.
Seriously, and like I'll talk about it a little bit more in the spoiler section. The like it's specific stuff. It felt just like ridiculous to me, and I guess it's a cultural thing that I totally didn't connect with this girl, and I just like I felt really like I just didn't like her, you know. And then when the whole movie is focused about this girl and the terrible things that have happened in her life, and her struggling to find happiness in response to them or despite them, you know, like it might be this like real heartful story if you had like connected with the characters, but I was just like, just didn't give a shit, you know. Like, I'm sorry, but like,
I'm sorry, actors. I just did not care about you at all.
You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, for sure.
I put a lot of caveats in front of my thing, and at the start of this, right? Martin Scorsese thought this was excellent, so I'm not.
All right. So do you want to recommend these two films?
I think Han Gyeongju, if you're like into very heavy dramas. You want to have like your heartstrings tugged on.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the film for you.
Okay,
that's not for me.
Okay, and Boyhood.
Boyhood.
I would recommend it to everybody.
To like, if you like film as an art, period,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna fucking love it. And if you just want like a good movie, like
this, I
recommend it to my parents.
I was like, this sounds like a movie that you could watch with your parents, and nobody would be like fucked up about it.
No, but here's the thing. Like, you could talk for, like, an hour and a half with your parents afterwards about, like, your own growing up and
it
hits so many notes.
Crazy.
So well. Yeah.
So do you want to spoil these films?
I do
want to
spoil these films.
All right. I'm just going to... Just don't talk for, like, 5 seconds.
These are the spoilers.
That's enough of that.
Okay. So let's do Han Gyeongju first. I just want to, like, get it out of the way. So they don't make it clear at the start what happened to this girl.
Okay.
She shows up in a brand new town. Eventually, it is revealed that she was gang raped by students while she was drugged.
Fine.
And there's like this huge fucking shame thing, obviously.
Okay.
That is cultural with that, so she had to kind of like hide out in this other town and not get it revealed. And she has like a bit of talent with singing, and her friends keep trying to like submit her into singing competitions
or whatever.
They're like so popular in Asia. So like her face keeps getting out, and eventually people from her town. So the boys who gang raped her all got tried and thrown in prison.
Okay.
And the parents and families of all those people track her down and are like, fuck you, we want our kids back.
Fuck.
Sign a thing saying that like you forgive them and then they'll be able to get out of prison. So, I mean, it's heavy, you know? Like, it's
heavy. Like, that sounds like the worst time ever.
Absolutely. And then she struggles at the end with killing herself, and like there's this really awesome part where she keeps going to a swimming pool. She doesn't know how to swim, and she keeps like trying to learn how to swim.
Okay.
And it's not really clear why she's doing this, and all her friends kind of, like, make fun of her, but she's just, like, hyper-intense about it.
Okay.
And at the end, it turns out that her friend, who was also gang-raped with her, killed herself by jumping off of a bridge.
Uh-huh.
And her, under the pressure of all of the people pressuring her to like, let their kids out of prison, it pressures her enough that she also jumps off of a bridge to kill herself.
Okay.
And she has been swimming and training at the pool this whole time so that if she was tempted, if she changed her mind on the way down, she could get out.
Okay.
And so, like, the final shot of the movie is her, like, getting out after jumping off the bridge.
Okay.
So, like, super,
now,
yeah.
My question, I probably should have asked this in the first part.
Sure.
Is just, though, going back to the Scorsese quote, was it, like, the shots and the editing and all that stuff, was it, like, really, really tight? Like what, or...
You know, I sort of said this in the other portion as well. This isn't really spoily at all. But the, it certainly was an outstanding film. Like, it looked amazing. The, like...
The framing and the shots.
You could, like... What am I saying in particular? I almost feel like color was particularly well done. Usually, okay. They, like... There's a kind of cheesiness that you can do with heavy contrasts of color that this film did not abuse. So I felt like there were a lot of scenes that really were, like, punchy. I don't know.
Okay.
Remember punchy? We're talking about flowers when
we worked
in the flower biz. So yeah, it really jumped out at you.
Okay.
And the performance of the lead, who I'm sorry I can't pick her name out of this thing, but was outstanding.
Okay.
Again, like.
So it was like a well-crafted film that just didn't grab you.
It just didn't grab me, you know. Okay. Like, and I guess that's enough to mar any serious heartfelt drama.
Yeah, but that's
just not into the
character. That's also pretty subjective.
It's on me. This one was on me.
Hey,
so
filmmakers.
I don't want to harp on that anymore.
Is there anything to spoil for Boyhood?
That's the thing. Like, everything is fucking normal. Here's a great scene, okay?
Okay.
He's a kind of a smaller kid. Mm-hmm. He's in the boys' bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Some boys come over, and they start pushing him around and like, making fun of him, calling him a faggot and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the end of it. And they never revisit those bullies. Every other coming-of-age drama would have the comeuppance for those bullies, or would show them being, like, fucking druggies or whatever later in life. That's not how real life works.
No.
And that's not what happened in the movie.
People bullied me? I have no idea what happened to them.
I have no idea what happened to those guys. I mean, I hope they're dead in a ditch somewhere, but probably they're CEOs or some shit.
No, I don't know. That's life. I really doubt that.
Yeah.
Probably, like, pushing a broom somewhere.
Now, I was incredibly, like, glowing in my praise. There were a couple of performances, not by any of the leads, that you could feel that it was like,
okay,
it was like a film, you know. And so there were some questionable moments. There was also a character or two who, like I said, that the drama was wholly believable. There was one moment, maybe two moments, where you were like, this isn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's seriously like moments out of 2.5 hours
where
you're like, this single moment did not satisfy me 100%. It was a 75%.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, like, and even the climax of the movie, you normally in a drama or whatever, you're going to have a climax where things come together.
Mm-hmm.
The climax of this film is he's like moving out of his place to go off to like university.
Yeah.
And his mom breaks down and starts crying. And she has this thing where she just talks like, this is what happens, you know, like you have your kids get, you know, grow up, they get born, they grow up, they get older, they move away to college, and then you die. And I'm not ready to die. And I'm like, I'm 50, you know, and she's crying. And it's like the whole movie was about him. The climax is about her crying. But this is like a real moment.
And that's the cycle too, right? It's like your kid is now grown up and you just watched him grow up in the movie. Yeah. And like you, as a viewer, are the mom, kind of.
I don't know. I didn't really see
not necessarily, but you're maybe like a, not necessarily the mom, but like but him leaving, he's also leaving you, the viewer. Like you don't get to see anymore, so you're like, it's just over.
Yeah, I you know, I almost didn't see it having that much like injected message.
Okay,
it felt so like touching and believable, and I felt like I was witnessing a special moment between a mom and her son. Like, despite the fact that you're sitting in a cinema watching it, So there isn't that much to spoil in that, and I don't even need to see that much more. Like, just it's a beautiful film, beautiful movie.
Why don't you marry it?
Maybe I will. I guess that's it. I'm not gonna say any more about any of these movies.
All right, cool.
That's it. Next up,
Happy Fantasia, everybody. What do we have next?
Coming up next, we're gonna talk about the Zero Theorem, the brand new film from Maverick director Terry Gilliam. And we're going to talk about In the Land of the Headhunters, a reconstituted film from 1910 about Native Americans killed people and took their heads.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That will be up tomorrow, everybody. Hey guys, it's me again. Just a quick reminder, 9to5.cc is a fan-made, fan-supported website. That means we don't have any sort of an advertising budget. The only way we really have to get our name out there is by our fans sharing us, liking us, and supporting us. So if you enjoy what we're doing, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're there. Tell your friends that this podcast is happening, and it's a lot of fun. Also, if you like what we're doing, we do have a podcast for the rest of the year, John and I, called 9to5 Entertainment System that we do with the other founders of the sites, Scott and Sophie, and we also have another podcast that we do through the rest of the year called Go Plug Yourself, for myself and Walter J. Ling, talk to people that have interesting stuff coming up in Montreal. So once again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're on both of them. If you see us at the festival, come say hey, and keep listening and keep enjoying the show. We're going to try to keep having episodes pretty much on a daily basis. Fantasia has been so great so far, so yeah, I'm done. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.